Counsel, I represent Loyal Tennyson in this case. Mr. Tennyson is also appealing his sentence. He was sentenced to the mandatory minimum of 20 years for his part in a methamphetamine manufacturing conspiracy. And the basis for our appeal is that the mandatory minimum of 20 years was based on a prior state court conviction that for conduct that occurred in 2009, or the conviction was in 2009, and this was encompassed by the conspiracy charge. Again, both the state court charge and the federal charge related to manufacturing of methamphetamine. And there is no disagreement that the Garcia case, 1994 case from this court, is squarely against us on this. And for the government, that's the end of the analysis. That stare decisis would really foreclose any consideration or reconsideration of Garcia. We disagree. We think that a lot has changed in the 20 years or so since Garcia was handed down. We're not arguing that the court should simply change its position because Garcia was incorrect, although we think it was. There are a couple of cases from other circuits which say that in order to determine whether a conviction is prior, it must be a part of a separate criminal episode and not a single course of conduct, which Garcia would permit. In Garcia, the court sentenced.
So are separate shipments separate episodes?
Separate shipments, I would say if they're all part of the same ongoing conduct, it would be part of the, it would be a single episode.
Okay, how about if it's different people transporting each time? Garcia's standard, at least I understand,
right.
Okay, namely that if the federally prosecuted conduct occurs, some of it at least occurs after the state conviction. I understand the logic of that. I know how to apply it. I don't know how to tell the difference between chapters, episodes, and schemes.
Well, it's more of a factually. Garcia does have the advantage of it's being easy, in a sense, for the court to apply, that all the court has to do is look to see if there is any of the conduct that is charged or admitted, mm-hmm. approved after the date of that conviction. That's the end of the story.
Right.
Now, if, on the other hand, what we have here, and this is the situation where you have Mr. Tennyson, who engaged in a couple of years, at least two years or more, of making methamphetamine, and I think when it's as clear as it is on these facts, I mean, there can be difficulty in applying it where you have other facts, but on these facts, I think it is certainly the case where this was just one pattern of conduct. He gets convicted on the state charge, does about 4 months or so in
jail. Well, how would that apply to somebody who, this starts to sound like civil RICO and pattern analysis, but what would happen if somebody robs a bank every month?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all one course of conduct, so you wouldn't count the one that was prosecuted in state court?
Well, I think it's easier to segment bank robberies. Perhaps every bank robbery is...
As opposed to meth cooks and sales?
Yeah, so. Meth cooks, where I mean, this is just a pattern of manufacturing. They manufacture once a month, once a month, once a month. I think that's easier to see a pattern there than if it is separate bank robberies, that even if they occur monthly, it's separate planning, separate. I just see that as different episodes than if it's a ongoing meth manufacturing. But this is again, we ask the court to reexamine Garcia in light of the last 20 years, which has given more discretion to district.
What are you arguing? Are you arguing double jeopardy or what?
No, it's really just a statutory interpretation of what is meant in 841 by a prior, and that's the key word, with a prior state or prior felony drug offense is a...
And this isn't prior for what? What's your argument?
Under Garcia, it is prior. I mean, that's the interpretation that Garcia...
And what's wrong with that?
And what's wrong with it is that it does not give meaning to the word prior in the sense of it has to be a separate episode.
I mean, why?
Why does it
have to be a separate episode? Why is not priority and time sufficient?
It comes down to basic...
Suppose you've spent the last 10 years cooking meth, and you're prosecuted in state court for the first 2 years. Are you saying you can't be prosecuted federally for the last 8 years because it's all a continuous process?
No, I think there would not be a double jeopardy argument there. I don't think there would be. You could be
separate. Just answer my question. Are you saying that if you're prosecuted for the first 2 years of this continuous career of meth cooking, you can't be... You don't get this enhancement if you're federally prosecuted for the last 8 years of your... Is that what you're saying?
That is what we're saying. That,
I don't understand what possible sense there could be in such an argument.
Well, I think the reality of it is that here, again, we... And they don't recall the case, which case it was, but there was a talk about kind of a step...
What difference does it make whether one is continuously engaged in criminal activity and you're punished for the first chunk of that, and then they discover that you've been continuing this for another 8 years and you're punished for that? What reason would there be not to regard that state conviction as conviction for a previous crime?
Here's the reason. There is, in one of the cases we cite, there should be like a step up.
Why?
Why?
Give
because
me
notice.
A reason that makes sense that you can explain to a layperson.
Notice that if someone goes into yes, that they should be given notice, that they should have some sense of notice that a prior conviction is...
That doesn't make sense.
Well, how about just the notice that you get when you're sentenced in state court?
There's no
because
notice.
Under Garcia, you have to return to your criminal conduct, right?
Right. There's no notice given in the state court that you...
Well, no, there's no warning given.
No.
But presumably after the conviction, I've dealt with very few defendants who defiantly said at sentencing, I'm going to go back and do this again.
Right.
Right?
Right. No. But... Again, I think most people in the situation of Mr. Tennyson have no idea that the next time they continue to engage in this conduct, that it results in the very lengthy sentence that he received here. So that's
well,
the harm.
Of course they would know that.
How long a timeout would be necessary for to have separate episodes?
It's going to depend on the facts, but I think there has to be some break, and I think on a meth case like this.
So somebody who goes straight back to criminal conduct
is treated
more lightly than somebody who takes a break, rests on a beach for a year, and then returns to cooking meth. So that doesn't sound...
That sounds anomalous, but I think...
It does.
That's a really bad argument. Okay, thank
we
you
We are
very
grateful,
much.
However. So it's a...
Good morning again. I have nothing to add to my brief. I'm pleased to answer any questions that you might have of the government.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hartzler. Okay. We'll move on to our next argument.